Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine serving women around the world since 2006. I'm also the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company, InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand out of the shadows. I'm so excited because on March 14th, Inspired Living Publishing releases its next book, another sacred anthology called Midlife Transformation, Redefining Love, Life, Health, and Success. You can meet the authors and learn more about this empowering book at midlifetransformationbook.com. All of my brands, including this show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. I am so honored that you've joined me and today's guest. I think you'll agree that it takes courage to go after your dreams, to follow your heart, and to live your truth. And if you've been listening to this show for a while, or if you follow any of my other inspirational brands, then you know I am so passionate and so deeply believe that we are all here to share our unique gifts with the world, and that our job, as I guess you can say, as humans, is to uncover those gifts. Because, yes, it does take courage to find and live your purpose, to clear the fears and false beliefs that sabotage us in bringing that purpose and our gifts to life. And today, I am joined by my dear friend, Sheila Callahan, and we're going to be talking about courage, passion, and how you can activate your brave heart and bring your dreams to life. Sheila is an international best-selling author and a motivational and certified law of attraction coach and founder of ActivateYourBraveHeart.com, where she guides women through the process of identifying their passions, activating their brave heart, and supporting them as they courageously bring their dreams to life. She's the author of 6 books and contributed to 4 best-selling anthologies that spread a message of joy, happiness, and empowerment. Sheila has a passion, as you'll discover, for encouraging others to recognize their heart's pull to do great things in life, whether that means writing a book or launching a new business adventure. She knows from personal experience and client results that joy, passion, and fulfillment are waiting for you on the other side of your fears. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be here.
I always love spending time with you.
Ditto.
Conversations. You know, you and I have had lots of private chats talking about, you know, having the courage to chase our dreams. And you and I both know what that feels like, right? Because we've had to face our own fears in our life.
Absolutely.
And so with Activate Your Brave Heart, you really step it up, right? You were like, I don't want women playing small anymore. I don't want women hiding behind their fears. And like you did for many years and like I did for many years, it became like you are on a passionate mission to remind women that they're more courageous than they believe. Let's talk about that. What happened in your life that helped you discover that you had a brave heart within you?
Well, Linda, you know, I think that this process of discovering ourselves and stepping into our courage, it's a journey. It's something that it happens you know, repeatedly throughout our lives, if we look back and we think about, okay, well, when did I really step out in courage? When did I really do something that surprised me that I never thought I might do before? And I believe that that's the way it's supposed to be, because every time we take that step where we really step into vulnerability and we really look within and we find our courage and we move through it and get to the other side of fear, that's the moment that we further grow, we further expand, we further develop into the woman that we're meant to be in this lifetime, this time around, and we do that over and over, every time expanding more. So when I think back in my own life, there are a lot of instances, but I'll talk about a couple. In particular, I think that one of the first times that I really, truly experienced and connected with my brave heart, with my inner divine, knowing that the world was so much bigger than myself, is when the very night that I realized I needed to step out of my marriage. And that's a really big decision. And I remember it so clearly and so vividly, because I believe, you know, that was the first moment that I had this awakening, if you will, this real connection to what lay within. And I had just sat in a nice hot bubble bath in the evening, and I stepped out of the bath, and I went outside onto a deck and looked up into the night sky, and I asked, what will it take to make me truly happy? And I felt as if the answer were resounding all around me, not in words, you know, there wasn't any booming and a thunder, no lightning or anything, but it was as if the answer was in my heart so clear. And it said, you're going to have to do the scariest thing you've ever done in your life. Are you ready? And I knew what it was. And I said, yes, I'm ready. And I did that. And I will always, and it was, let me just say, Linda, for the record, it was the hardest thing I ever did. It was a long process, the separation, there was a custody trial, and then the divorce. It took like 18 months for the whole thing. So it was a long time of my life, during which time I was in this transformation. But again, I look back to that moment with the most gratitude, because I learned so much from that, from the experience, from trusting myself. That's a really good example of the first time that it happened.
And that's a big one. It's like I can relate, because it is like a knowing. It's like, what is it that's keeping me from showing up fully in my life? And it could be a health situation. It could be, in your case, a relationship. Mine was the same, a divorce 25 years ago. But it's this moment of knowing, this is it. This is your decision, Linda. Either settle for what you have right now, and you know it's you're settling, or step through your fears, because I'm trying to show you what's on the other side.
Right.
And it takes courage, as you and I have discussed so many times, of taking that first step into the fear instead of turning around. Now, once you did that, once those 18 months were over and once the new chapter of your life began, did you notice that, like I say, it's like our heart gets bigger, our courage muscles are stronger. Did you notice that, or like me, was it still a process of learning to trust that you had that kind of strength and courage?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, I did see it, I did recognize it, and truly, I felt so much more empowered. And it was like a stepping stone, but it wasn't just like, you know, an average stepping stone. It was like something that I had to, you know, get a rope and pull myself up on, and I'm standing at the top of the stone, you know, with my arms up in the air, pumping my fist like, oh yeah. But still, because it's a process. You know, we're in this life, we're on this journey to continually evolve and grow and learn all these important lessons about ourselves, first and then about each other. And but there were so many times that there would be, for example, I was in the corporate world for 15 years, and I can remember being on calls, facilitating calls, and having that inner moment of knowing, just like you said, you know, guiding me in one direction, but the ego mind saying, you know, what will people think if you say that, or what will people think if you do that, and not saying something or not doing something, and having it come back and bite me in the tail. Now, after that happened a few times, Linda, I remember this moment. I had just gotten off of a big teleconference with a bunch of people, and once again, I had, you know, let a moment go where I didn't go with the inner knowing, because the inner knowing is not something you can see, touch, taste, feel. It's a knowing, you know, it's a moment. And I sat there shaking my head going, you did it again, Sheila. And I made a promise to myself. I made a promise to my inner divine, to my higher wisdom, that I would not let another moment like that escape. And you know what, Linda? This is what I noticed. I noticed that when I would take those leaps of faith, when I would step through that fear, following that moment of knowing, doing what I had been divinely led to do, not knowing how it was being perceived on the other end, I would get off the phone, or I would come out of the meeting, and I would have people email me, or call me, or text me, and tell me how meaningful that was to them, how, you know, what they really took away. And so I realized that when I was really following that intuitiveness that's innate within every single one of us, that's when I was making a difference. And that is truly powerful.
It is, and it's so empowering, right? It's like, I can only share it from my personal experience. It's this moment when you go, I'm going to do this. I'm going to walk through my fear. I'm going to do what I'm afraid of the most. When you come out the other side, it's almost like you look over your shoulder going, oh, my God, did I just do that? I can't believe I just did that. But then you, like you said, you're jumping up and down. Well, your heart's jumping up and down going, she's listening, she's listening. And then the signs start to come to say you're on the right path. The support starts to come. The relationships, the people start coming into your life. The more we honor our heart, the more I believe the universe comes together to support us. And when we come back from our break, I want to talk about that more, about the signs, about the knowings, about how you know when you're on the right path, how you know that you're being led by your heart and not your fears. And we'll be back in a moment with Sheila Callahan of ActivateYourBraveHeart.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and I'm having an inspired conversation with Sheila Callahan, and we're talking about courage and fear and purpose. And Sheila, right before the break, I asked if you noticed that when you step through your fears, do you notice that it's almost like the divine and the universe start shifting and everything you need for the next step of this new journey just seems to be placed in front of you? Have you noticed that with you or your clients?
Absolutely, Linda. It's a wonderful affirmation. And I believe that, you know, metaphorically speaking, I suppose, the universe doesn't have arms to hold. But if you did think about the universe having arms to hold, it would be in these little signs that show up all the time along the way if we're mindful and if we're in a space of willingness to acknowledge the steps along the way and practice gratitude. And, you know, even with my thinking about activating your Braveheart community and what it meant to really put it out there, you know, if we think about what holds us back as women, and a lot of times I believe it's really because women, and I don't mean to be gender biased in any way, but I think that women have a tendency to put themselves first. Time and time again, we put everybody and everything in front of ourselves. And then when we think about, well, what does it take, you know, to be happier? What does it take to be healthier? You know, why do I feel like something is missing in my life? Then we start, you know, thinking about the changes that we have to make in order to have more of what we want, more of what we think makes us happy. And when we think about changes, oh my gosh, that's so scary. You know, you have to do everything differently. And so fear, without our even really realizing it, I think, plays such an influential part in our lives. And so realizing this and wanting to help women like me, you know, who are feeling the same things that I felt. And I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one because I meet incredible women like you and communities of women who say, oh, that resonates with me. And so really just kind of putting it out there. But once I made the commitment, everything started falling in place. I mean, you have been such a great coach to me, and the connections and everything just kind of saying you're on the right path. The comments that I get, the emails that I get from women who thank me and say, you know, that post you wrote really resonated with me. I had someone send me a private message on LinkedIn about one of my posts on Activate Your Braveheart, and she says, I really can't post this publicly, but let me tell you what that post meant to me. I mean, Linda, that is so amazing when that happens, and those are signs from the universe. That's the universe putting universal arms around me and saying, good work, Sheila. You know, you put yourself out there, you're sharing your work, you're stepping, you're leading by example, because I'm having to put myself out there, you know. I'm stepping into the vulnerability because I'm sharing a lot of deep and personal things, right? But it resonates, Linda, and that's what women are hungry for.
Well, you know, from you've been in my circle, you know, following my brands before we even became friends, right?
Right.
You've been following my brands, and one of the key things that I speak of, teach of, and hope that I show up as is be authentic, be vulnerable, be real. The time is done for all the hiding behind all the masks that we as women have taken on throughout our lives because we're worried about what other people think. We worry about showing up and being a little different, right? And I say the hell with that, the hell with the mask. Show up authentic. If that means sharing your fears, sharing your mistakes, then do it, because there's someone out there right now who hears your story, Sheila, reads your posts, and which are very vulnerable, and says, oh my God, that's me. And if Sheila can do that, then I can too. So who are we to hide our truth, our vulnerabilities, knowing that they, by sharing, they could really touch, empower, or inspire someone else? That's why I do what I do, right? It's like, please, let's all step out and just share our truth. And from that place, transformation will happen for others, because they will intimately connect with that truth.
I love that, Linda. And I think, you know, for women who are just learning how to do this, I would like to say it's okay to ask for signs, you know, ask God or, you know, whatever, you know, your higher power is, ask for signs, because you will get them. I remember I was at a conference in August, and I was listening to a speaker talk about transformation, and during the exercise, she suggested to us, when you think about yourself really stepping out into that person that you want to be, what sign do you want from the universe telling you that you're on the right path? And I remember saying to myself, I saw it. I mean, the moment she said it, I saw butterflies. Mm. I saw butterflies everywhere. And when that exercise concluded, you know, we went on to the next subject, she forwarded her slide deck, and what was on her slide deck but two beautiful butterflies. And I'm like, my hands are up in the air, and I'm going, oh my goodness, boy, that was stressed.
It was like, ask, believe, receive, right?
Yes, yes, and it's so simple.
It is.
It's so simple, but we forget. And
I think it goes back to what you said earlier, though. We put ourselves last. It's like, who am I to ask?
Right.
Right? Like, what I noticed, and I'll speak for my truth, I was a former control, I am a former control freak, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my 20s, 30s, and maybe even into my early 40s, it was to feel safe, I need to control whatever it was, relationship, my work, whatever. It didn't matter what it was. It was me living in fear, right? Of, well, if anything changes, then I'm not in control. Well, we all know control is an illusion. When I started to live from my heart instead of my ego and fear, that's when everything shifted. And now I realize, and one of the things how I did that was the ask, believe, receive. Because it was very hard. When you're a control freak, one of the hardest things is asking for anything. It's very hard to ask for help. So asking was a big thing. And once you start asking the divine for signs, believe it or not, it actually becomes easier to ask your loved ones for help. And did you notice that for yourself too? It's letting go, trusting, asking. And once you start asking, it unfolds across all areas of your life.
You know, that's an interesting point, Linda. And I don't think I've ever thought about it like that. But now that you mention it, it reminds me, after I began practicing this, I was talking to a colleague one time, and she was coaching me on a business-related matter, and I said to her, well, maybe I need to get better at asking for what I want. And she kind of laughs, and she says, no, I think you're pretty good at that. So I think you have a good point there.
Yeah, because it really, I couldn't heal myself till I believed that I was worthy of asking, until I believed that I deserved to be at the top of my to-do list,
mm-hmm.
and until I started living from my heart, because when you live from your heart, it's easier to begin letting go of the fear and control, right? Because control is just another version of fear. And so for you, when you are birthing the idea, because just the phrase, activate your brave heart, I remember the moment you shared it with me. And the first visual that came to mind is we all have that within us, right? We all have the brave heart. We all have the courageous heart. But that word activate means, to me, it's just such a vibrational alignment. It's like you already have it. You just have to activate it. You just have to tap into it. And is that what it meant for you when you first were, envisioned how you were going to serve?
Absolutely, Linda. One of my favorite spiritual authors is Khalil Gibran, and some of his language has kind of really guided me along the way. So, for example, in the book The Prophet, in the chapter that he writes on reason and passion, he writes, "Your soul is oftentimes a battle upon which your reason and judgment wage war against your passion and your appetite." And to me, that's saying, you know, that's the whole thing about your heart, your inner wisdom is in conflict with, you know, your mind and your ego, kind of like the example I gave about, you know, being in the workforce. But then he goes on to write in self-knowledge. He says, "Your hearts know in silence the secrets of the days and nights, but your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge. You would know in words that which you have always known in thought." And that is, even when we learn to trust, to really step out, to really look inward and connect with our brave heart, our ears, we're still looking for words of affirmation. We're still looking for, you know, just these concrete words to move us forward. And so what I'm saying with Activate is that it's all within us. We are the fountain from which everything in our life comes. And it's just a matter, first and foremost, of understanding that we are complete, we are whole, we have everything we need, connecting with that. But then once you connect, boom, you got to do something with it, right? And that's where the whole concept of Activate comes from. So that's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like. It feels like taking action on your intentions. And I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. And we'll be back in a moment with Sheila Callahan of Activate Your Brave Heart.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you living your purpose or allowing fear to sabotage your dreams? Making changes and showing up in life and in business as who you truly are requires courage. If you, like so many other women, are feeling the call to step through your fears, live more authentically, and birth the dream in your heart, it's time to activate your brave heart. International best-selling author, motivational and certified law of attraction coach, Sheila Callahan of ActivateYourBraveHeart.com is passionate about supporting women like you to identify your passions and activate your brave heart as you courageously bring your dreams to life. Sheila knows from personal experience and client results that joy, passion, and fulfillment are on the other side of your fears. Take the first step today and download Sheila's free Activate Your Braveheart Transformation Kit at ActivateYourBraveHeart.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am your host, Linda Joy. And with me is Sheila Callahan of ActivateYourBraveHeart.com. And we were just talking about what it means to activate your brave heart. And just as we went to break, we were talking about that it means taking actions on your intentions, right? Taking action on the whispers of your heart, the whispers of your soul, because we are always given signs and messages and receive our callings through our inner wisdom. Nothing can come to be if we don't take action. And that's the biggest thing I think I've learned with the law of attraction, Sheila. How about you? Is a lot of people think it's about affirmations and doing this. It is. But more than that, it's about taking action. And I call it inspired action because it's coming from spirit. Taking action to bring things to life. It's the same thing with Activate Your Brave Heart. You have to activate it. You can't just say, I wish for things to be different. You have to take the steps through the fear, through the uncomfortableness to come a step closer to bringing them to life.
You're right, Linda. And Law of Attraction has been a very powerful teacher for me in the course of my ongoing spiritual development. And one of the things I love about Law of Attraction is the whole concept of really getting clear on your intention, having just this space of clarity around what it is you want. But not only that, but allowing yourself to even in your mind go to the end result and experience what it feels like to play in that space and just to experience the energy of having what you truly desire before it's actually manifest. One of the other things that I really find powerful about Law of Attraction is learning how to have an intention and know that that's your focus, but to also be able to release your attachment to it. And so that way it's not like you're obsessing, you know, it's not like you're, you know, going back to what you said earlier about being a control freak. You're like, what? It hasn't happened yet. You know, why not? You know, it's like we know what we want. And we're in a space of, like you say, ask, believe, receive. We've asked. We know what we want. We ask for it. We're so connected and grounded to believing and especially trusting that what we ask for will be presented to us in perfect time, that we don't have to be holding on to the desire so tightly that you know we're like obsessed, you know, every moment, you know, we're like checking, well, is it, you know, what progress can I see, what, you know, we're just in a space of breathe, relax, ask, believe, receive, and know that it will come in perfect time.
So true, and I love what you said, release, because that was one of the my greatest lessons. And you know from working with me and following my brands that one of the things, I'm asked often how I create what I create, right, because I have 5 brands and amazing clients and still have time for a spacious, juicy life. And how I do it is exactly what you just said, Sheila. I receive the vision. I guess that's called, you know, just intention, right? I see what I want to birth, whether that's a book, a magazine, it doesn't matter what the it is. It comes through you. You know that it's what you're meant to do. In your case, it could be the Activate Your Brave Heart community and brand. When you first envisioned it, that was your vision. But then I feel into it, and I do my part to honor it, birth it, and that's what I do. The moment I birth a project, a book, whatever it is, I release it to the world, and guess what? I step back and go, okay, Divine, I did my part. The rest is up to you. Because we're just called to honor the whispers of our soul, right? To
right.
hold space for it, to follow the steps to birth it, and then release it, knowing that if we did all that and we held that sacred intention throughout, it's going to touch the lives of who it's meant to touch. And that release part has been major for me. I don't get tied up into, well, how many people are going to do this and how many people are going to do that? I just go out into the world. Like, sounds kind of woo-woo, but it is. It's like, go out into the world. I did my part. I birthed you. And releasing the outcome, I think that's the term. Does that sound authentic to how you describe your process now?
Yes, Linda, and I love the words you use to describe, you know, how you do so much and you still have this, quote, spacious, juicy life, because that's how I see you, and you're such a wonderful role model, and I just love watching you do all the amazing things that you do. And absolutely, back to your question, having the intention and then releasing it is so powerful. And it feels almost counterintuitive, but if you think about what it says about the relationship between a woman, I'll just say myself, but what it says about my relationship between myself, my higher divine, it's one based on trust. It's one based on knowing that my divine has my back, and that there is, you know, if we come from a well-intentioned space and what we want to do is make a difference in the world, the universe is going to conspire with us to do everything, you know, to make that the reality, because we're well-intentioned. And I think that's the same with, you know, whether I've decided to write a book, like you said, you know, whatever the intention is, it's just a matter of doing our part and then stepping back and seeing what the results are. And they come sometimes in subtle ways, unexpected ways that they show up, ways that we touch people or make an impact when that really wasn't what we thought we were doing, right? And those are the surprises along the way. And I love how the universe surprises and delights, especially when we are following our heart, following our passion, and being authentic and real and vulnerable and sharing ourselves in that way with other women to give them the courage and to empower them to do the same.
Yeah, and that's a big thing for me, the word intention. It's actually one of my five feminine success principles, because I had when life was hard, when I used to struggle and when I was really questioning my whole path, especially around Aspire, and you know the story, Sheila, but around 2009 when Aspire was a print mag, had been for 3 years, I was really struggling. The print industry was changing. And I had a dark night of the soul, which I, you know, we'll talk about another time, but I've shared many times. And the five principles came to me, and the reason intention is powerful, I remember that feeling that day of going, I don't want to move forward in a business or in life if I'm not aligned with my intention, right? Like, I never want to birth another project, start another business, have another relationship if it doesn't feel in alignment with my intention for my life. So every time you kept saying the word intent today and intention throughout our conversation, it was just so powerfully resonating with me. And that is what tapping into our heart is, right? Because intention's not up in our head. It's not up in our ego. You can't plan it. You can't strategize it. You can feel it. You can envision it. You can create it. But it all comes from that heart energy, which is exactly what you're doing with your clients and with the Activate Your Braveheart program and coaching, is you're bringing them back with helping them get clear on their intent for their life, their business, it depends, you know, what it is, their projects. So I just wanted to say that really resonates with the language that you use, Sheila, because to me that is what it's all about, what's your intent behind what you want to create.
Yeah, and you know, Linda, what I find when I work with clients a lot of times is that they don't really know what they want. You know, they don't really know where to put their intention. And that's because they're looking outside of themselves, which is natural. I mean, we all have done that, right? Yeah, because we're taught culturally to do that, to look outside of ourselves for whatever. And so really to help women get clear and to even think about, sometimes for the first time, well, what is my intention? Why am I here? What bigger purpose might I have? You know, what does it mean for me to live in my perfect truth? What gifts am I holding back from the world? The answers to those questions for each and every one of us is within. And it's just a matter of quietening the outside noise and turning inward and just asking your heart, you know, what do you need? What would make you happier? You know, what one thing could you do to supersize your joy? What are some of the things that that you say yes to when you want to say no? You know, things like that. And it's just a matter of asking those questions to oneself and listening mindfully and trusting what comes up. And again, you know, asking for signs and practicing gratitude and being in that space of allowing, which is another really big, you know, law of attraction teaching. And being in that space of allowing means meeting yourself where you are, loving yourself where you are, and meeting everybody else where they are, and not trying to be, you know, controlling the outcome, just allowing things. And when you know what you want, and you know what your intention is, and, you know, you can take it one little baby step at a time. You don't have to have it all figured out. You know, just one area of your life where you can develop an intention and start really focusing on that. And then just being in this space of allowing to see what wonderful, juicy surprises the universe has in store for you. I mean, that's the best place to start.
It is the best place to start. And allowing is one of the key aspects, as you know, of living in the flow of I call it the dance with the divine. And let's talk more about that when we come back from our final break. We will be back in a moment. And I am with Sheila Callahan of ActivateYourBraveheart.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Linda Joy. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. And with me today is Sheila Callahan of ActivateYourBraveheart.com. And right before the break, we were talking about the power of allowing. And This is actually one of my favorite topics, Sheila, because I discovered on my own path is before I did the deeper transformational work, I used to put my intention out, right, to the universe. And then I would give the laundry list. I would like it to come on a Monday at 2 o'clock. And I would like it delivered by an elf wearing purple, yeah. Driving in on a purple unicorn. And I was like, what? That is not allowing, right? That's the fear and control of, it has to come according to my plans. Now I have come from experience, and I'm curious on your experience, that by allowing something bigger and better than your original intention comes to you because you've allowed and trusted in this expansive energy that all that can come back is something even more expansive.
I love that, Linda, and that's true. And I think the thing is that when we are asking for something and we're trying to put all those, you know, parameters around it, like in the example you gave, we don't have any idea of all the different possibilities that exist. And so that's, I think, one of the most powerful, aspects of putting oneself in a space of allowing is that we have, I don't mean this to sound like I'm taking away from who we are, but we have a limited perspective of all of, you know, the universe and what all the things that can be delivered and all the ways that it can be delivered. And so I love just having a desire and having an intention, but watching how it evolves. And, you know, Activate Your Brave Heart is actually a good example, because when I first started out, that was not my brand at all. I had a totally different brand, which I'm not even going to talk about. But, you know, and I had activity there, but there was something not quite right about it. And the whole Activate Your Brave Heart just came to me. And it came to me in a time when I was being quiet and I was listening and I was thinking about, you know, it's like this, Linda. Sometimes when I'm writing and it just isn't coming to me, I realize that I'm forcing. And I have to sit back and I have to say, okay, what's not right here? And I go back and I read it, and I can see where I'm not being completely honest. And it's not that I'm not being honest. It's that I'm trying to not really put myself out there, not really make myself vulnerable. You know, and this is an ongoing thing that even those of us who've been coaching for a long time and been working in this field for a long time, it's still a lesson that we have to learn again and again and again. And so once I do that and I step back and I say, okay, I'm going to really be vulnerable here, that's when the universe comes in with this big boom expansion and says, okay, now you're ready, how's this? And they lay it right on me, you know? And so I love that, how you said that, and I find that absolutely to be the truth in my life too.
Yeah, and you know that I've shared very openly with you in our private conversations, but also in my community, that it doesn't matter how long you've been on the personal or spiritual development path, whether it's 1 year and you're just starting, or 25 years. The work never ends, right? I look at our journeys as a spiral. We're always circling back around, right? And things that we think have healed, like old fears, beliefs, they come up to test us to say, have you really cleared this energy? Have you cleared this lesson? So I think when we're vulnerable and authentic, as you are in your writing, that it encourages and actually empowers others to say, okay, so she feels that way too, then I'm not alone. I don't know, I just think it's a healing energy that the world needs now more than ever, right? And I know from my own experience that now more than ever, women want to do business with, play with, collaborate with, and hang with other women who have taken off the masks, right? They're so tired of the old energy. And have you noticed the depth of friendships now, Sheila, since it's energy and since we've started to attract these kind of women into our lives? Because I know some of the amazing women in your life, too, and through our mutual communities. Haven't you noticed the depth of it all?
I have, Linda, and it's very powerful. And it's interesting because when we're connecting at an energetic level, mindfully, heart to heart, authentically, putting ourselves out there, there are women like this, like-minded women like this, that I've never met face-to-face, but whom I feel so powerfully connected to. And it's the energy. It's the energy that's bringing us together. It's the energy that is the glue that's holding us together so that we can take... We're moving in the same direction. We're on this journey of sharing and helping and healing, but we're all on this journey on our own, right? But metaphorically, we're holding hands, and that's how I feel. I feel so connected with these women at such a deep level that I feel that we have this big circle and we're holding hands, and it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling.
It is, and I'm so glad you said that because I have relationships with some women in my community, and you're one of them, as you know, and there's quite a few others who I have a deeper, more authentic relationship with, though we've never met in person.
Right. Right?
Than some of the relationships in my life that I've had for 15, 20 years. And it's because I just say I found my sacred soul tribe.
Right. Right?
That's what it is for me, and that is what I want for all women, because we all have our sacred soul tribe. It may look different for everyone else, but it's this place of knowing that these are aligned, these women are aligned. We may have all different, have very different dreams, ways of doing things, etc., but we have this core belief and understanding that we're here to serve. We want to do it from our heart. We want to live from our heart. We want to live authentically, and we want to feel safe being vulnerable, and we've created that community, and I'm blessed that the Aspire Mad community, 44,000 women strong, is really all about creating that sacred container for women like you.
Right, and Linda, it's the way that you frame it too, because, you know, women, we don't have to be competitive with each other. There is plenty of space for each and every one of us, and that's, you know, part of your foundation. And I think for other women who are looking for their tribe, part of finding that tribe is going to be this purification process and letting go of this idea that they have to be threatened by other women, but that there are soul sisters out there who can connect with them at the energetic level like you and I are talking about, and they just have to desire that and release and allow. It's just going back to those three things: ask, believe, and receive, and they'll find their tribe too.
Oh, and it's so important. And what a beautiful way to bring our conversation and tie it all up is, you know, activate your brave heart, you know, step through your fears and attract your soul tribe to you, because there are other women who believe and feel as deeply as you and I do, Sheila. And I want our listeners to know that there's a whole community out there waiting for you to step into it. So, Sheila, thank you for being here with me today. I feel like this could be a 9-hour show.
Oh, thank you, Linda. It's always a pleasure.
And I want to invite everyone to visit activateyourbraveheart.com. Sheila has a beautiful Activate Your Brave Heart Transformation Kit, which is an ebook with 28 questions to transform your life, as well as 2 meditations and audios. So again, that is activateyourbraveheart.com. And I want to thank everyone for joining us today for the Inspired Conversation Show. And I invite you to listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for more sacred conversations with visionary women just like Sheila, who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. You can do that by visiting subscribe2aspaya.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.